Water conservation groups are speaking out against a plan from the states of New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah to divert less water from the Colorado River. The so-called Upper Basin states sent a letter this week to the Federal Bureau of Reclamation laying out a 5-point plan. But Gary Walkner with the nonprofit Save the Colorado says the proposal would mostly preserve the status quo, which has led to historic low water levels at Lake Mead.
You know, this is not a good faith effort, and I think it probably should just infuriate the Lower Basin and the people of Nevada because the Upper Basin states are not taking it seriously.
The letter complains that water users in the Upper Basin states already suffer chronic shortages, but it agrees to extend a program that pays farmers to use less water. The feds are requiring the 7 states that depend on the Colorado River to reduce usage by 20 to 30% in 2023, 2 to 4 million acre feet of water. The Southern Nevada Water Authority did not provide a response by deadline. Walkner notes that the feds threaten to impose a solution if the western states don't agree on a workable plan.
And then they said even further, we have the authority to do it ourselves, and so you either do it or we will do it to you. This is a historic phenomenon where the federal government is saying that they have the authority to protect those dams and protect the hydropower plants, make sure everything keeps running.
Nevada has been ramping up water restrictions, banning non-functional grass starting in 2026. And just this week, Las Vegas restricted the size of new residential pools. Finally, now through the end of August, the Southern Nevada Water Authority has banned watering between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, or at any time on Sundays. This is Suzanne Potter reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.